G'day everyone, welcome back. This week's episode is called Before the Build Began. It was the last episode recorded in Wisdom HQ before it became the refinery. It was cool. It was our first quad pod. We welcome another new guest, Dan. Oh, we've been trying to convince him to come on for a while, and he was a natural, and I know he'll be back. He had a good time. Guys, the process that we've been through as a group, as a team, myself personally, the other boys, to get the studio to where it is now, and it's all over Facebook and Instagram by now, and I will post another one. I thought the first post and, you know, the last post, just to as a comparison. It's been a hell of a journey. Obviously, our next step will be tech. Okay, so technology. I've got a TV and that sort of stuff, but we need a laptop and some mics, and you know, that's our next step. However, we wanted to refresh the room and make it an awesome place to be. It was already an awesome place to be. However, you guys just never saw it. We're not fucking around here, and we aren't going anywhere. Okay. We're going to keep grinding and keep pushing, keep sharing. That's what we do. So as always, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. Join us on Instagram, Facebook. Give us 5 stars on iTunes, please. That would help a lot. And yeah, got some cool stuff coming up. We've got another guest coming into this, the first studio guest tonight, the first refinery guest tonight, and then we're going for a climb on Sunday to record another podcast at the top of a mountain. There's a lot of stuff coming, guys. It's going to be cool. So, yeah, enjoy Everlong, and thanks again. Cheers.
1, 2, 3, go.
Forever. If anything could ever be this good again. The only thing I'll ever ask of you, gotta promise not to stop when I say when. She sang. I sing along with you. If everything could ever feel this real forever, if anything could ever be this good again, the only thing I'll ever ask of you, you gotta promise not to stop when I say when. She sang.
G'day everyone, welcome back. It is Good Friday. We are sitting down to record the last podcast in Wisdom HQ. How are you boys, all right?
Good, man.
Good? Good?
Good, mate.
Yeah. Welcome Benson, welcome back. And Dan, who doesn't want to say anything, is here.
He might say one or two things.
Well, you might say one or two things, yeah. Pretty exciting, eh, boys? I mean, if you think about it, I was talking to Angus last night, and he'll be in a minute. But it's been a year since we recorded the first podcast.
Has it really?
Yeah. We didn't release until May. However, it's this time of year. Because it was funny, and he said it last night, we looked up at the moon, it's like, hang about, that's where the moon is, that's where the star is. This is the same time. Because that was when we were looking up at the stars.
Yeah.
So it's funny how you mark time like that. It's like you look up and go, oh, there's Venus, there's that, there's, you know. Yeah, right. It's the same time of year. So it's been a year, man. It's been a year. Yeah, since...
Bit of a ride, huh?
Oh, it's been a crazy ride, man. It's been a crazy ride to think that a year ago we were nothing, you know? And I think it's nearly 3,200 downloads later.
It's amazing. It's amazing how taking that first step, though. Because, I mean, you've been talking about it for 2 years before that.
I was talking about before that, you know? So... Yeah. We can actually, you're here, mate. One of the first conversations me and Dan ever had, he trained me as a trainer, by the way.
Yeah.
At a dodgy Redcliffe Bowls Club.
I remember that. At least we had beer while marking.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's like, I said, what do you do the mark? He goes, well, first thing you do is go and get me a beer.
That is a good start.
Yeah. But when we started to get to know each other, which, man, that's 5 years ago. You realise that?
Scary.
That's crazy, man. I said to him, I want to do a podcast, but that even took 2 years for me to, and I sort of talked with Kerry about this the other night, where it's like, you must be, whenever you start these things, you got to be ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You can say it 2 years prior.
Yeah.
But you need that, obviously you needed that 2 years to
gather knowledge,
to line everything up and finally pull the pin.
Well, I think the Wim Hof seminar that I went to, which is about a year ago now, that was one of the things that really kicked me off. I had recorded a couple of podcasts before then. I think I'd done the one at The Rock with Frank. I sort of built a bank of about five and then released them all at once in May.
Yeah.
It also comes down to the whole JFDI. Just fucking do it.
Just do it, man.
Just get out of your comfort zone and do it.
Yeah, that's right. And I think even with Kerry, you know, Kerry's podcast has gone live last night, Do Anything for a Buck, and that was a really, really good one. And, you know, he was freaking out, you know. But again, he finished it and he's like, fuck you, I want to do that again. Because it's like once we sit in here and start talking, you forget that the microphone's there.
Yeah.
You know, and then you know yourself, mate. You were nervous when you did your first one.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
When Dan's had a beer at fucking 5 to 11 because he knew you were going to do a podcast.
I was waiting.
Yeah. it's
I suppose there's something to be said about that. Why don't we touch on that? When you get out of your comfort zone, that's the only place we actually truly learn, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, when you do something difficult, you do something that's hard. And look, I don't see this podcast as... It's more about discipline now and exploring and advancing my skill set and bringing more guys into the fold. You know what I mean? I think, you know, it's quite funny. When Angus comes, it's like we, when I say we, it's you boys.
Mm.
It's Dan, it's you now, Benson, yeah. And Angus and me, and Frank. That's the brain's trust behind it. What are you giggling for?
Brains are limited over here.
Well, between the five of us, we got one.
Oh, thanks, mate. Oh, thanks.
I was talking about me specifically.
But... Oh, right. But it's fascinating to explore these ideas and even like, you know, well, Dan's listened to it from the start. You've heard it evolve, haven't you, mate? Mm. You know what I mean? I'd actually be interested to hear that opinion. What do you think from when we started to where we are now? The quality's a lot better.
Yeah, there's the definite audio quality. Step one. Your first ones were being recorded when you were driving in the car with a headpiece on, and you could hear all the road noise. So a little basic thing. I mean, this little tripod and setup's awesome. Bar that glaring red dot. So it is hard to forget that it's recording.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But from there, I think one of the other things was at the beginning... you tended not to take control. We've had this conversation before, but you tended not to take control, didn't lead, whereas now it flows a lot smoother. Mm. You've got the control. Doesn't matter who's in the room, whether it's two or three, you tend to direct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look,
there's been a definite evolution. You still say...
shut up. Me and someone instead of someone and I. Yeah, I know. Correct. Okay. Correct. I do try, and do you know what? Every time I say that, I hear your voice in my head. Wrong, dickhead. But I suppose here we are, boys. I mean, this is it's a funky little space. There's been no photos of it apart from like on the couch. I think we took one. Me and Angus have taken a couple. But
yeah,
one of the original Instagram posts when me and you moved all the shit. Well, not this configuration. It wasn't even this configuration. Mm. It's a fucking dinky little space. But at the same time, it's become somewhat of a sacred space, hasn't it?
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Mm. It's awesome.
You know, because, well, you know, we played video games until God knows how many, 1 o'clock in the morning the other week, and we sat in here and, you know, and to have everything, it was sort of a little bit for myself. Obviously, I've been talking about this rebuild for months now. And then to have all the gear and you boys texting me, you're on your way.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, it's actually...
Today's the day.
Today's the day, you know? And, you know, it's... Angus gave me a hand, brought the saw and stuff over last night, and was saying it's the end of an era. That's actually not. It's a new beginning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know...
Well, like everything, when you first started, there's no point in setting up and evolving it and going through the processes because you don't know where it's going to go to.
Yeah,
whereas
right.
Now it has evolved.
Yeah.
It is a good little setup. You're getting more and more people in.
Yeah.
And you're happy with your space. So, yep, let's make it better.
Yeah, let's step it up.
That's totally what I was going to say, yeah. You just wait for that evolution to start happening and then, revamp and...
Well, I think it's, you know, I mean, obviously it's an evolution. You know, eventually we'll do it for YouTube. That's basically what we're doing it for.
Mm. Oh, and you could easily mount in the corner here, mount cameras and just record everything.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're going to mount a camera on Benson's head too. Call it Benson Vision.
I'm actually really looking forward to that. It's going to be great.
I rang him the other day because Angus said, we were talking the other night. I was like, Benson Vision. I said, Benson would totally be on board for that. And he goes... Yeah, I've got 20 hats as well. Like,
good safari hat with a camera on top. We'll put and you like I said, if I run out of hats, mate, I'll just hold the camera in between my teeth.
Between your teeth. You have to gap it between his teeth.
If in doubt. Get the gaffer tape out.
Yes, yeah, that's right. And I suppose it's... I mean, I even think about... Like, me and you, Dan, we've been on a bit of a bloody journey together. However, even the last 12 months has been an accelerated progress. Agreed. And I think the podcast has something to do with that.
It's funny how as soon as you break one of those stoppers, I'm not thinking of the word, as soon as you've got an inhibition and you do manage to get past it, you just go, I'm just going to do it. Once you do it the first time, it's amazing the different paths that open up that you never thought would.
Yeah.
we're talking about podcasts here, but it's a general life thing.
Absolutely.
Yes. so I used to be afraid to get up and talk in public. I was so shy. I was an introvert. Full introvert. You probably wouldn't have picked it.
No, not at all.
Whereas once I... And up until I became a trainer, I was the same. I was still... I remember I told you my first day training, I vomited and had a resting heart rate of 130 when I woke up in the morning. I was stressed. but once I did it and I got past that, I can get up in groups now. Easy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just... And it's amazing the different fields that happen and the things that open up to you.
And I think the thing is with that as well is if you... How many times have you broken through something, broken through a barrier, broken down a fear, all that sort of stuff? You get to the other side and go, "The fuck was I worried about?"
Yeah, every time.
Nearly every time.
But then I still got stickers, sticking points that I won't and can't get past.
Absolutely, absolutely. We all do. But I think I think for me personally, like we go back to, why did I finally decide to start the podcast? I had enough input data. I had enough information in my head. I'd started teaching.
Mm.
Mate, I'll be honest, when I went, I got lost on the way to the fucking bowls club that day. And I was shitting my pants. Like, seriously. And if I think about that bumbling guy that got up in front of those 10 people... out of the Redcliffe Bowls Club. That, when I did that and I'd done that for a little while, it's like, okay, well, I can do this now. I'm confident in my own voice. I'm confident in the opinions and the knowledge that I have seem to be somewhat valid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now I can...
I got this and it becomes natural.
Yeah, exactly. I've got it, man. It's all this.
Second nature. And it's just a matter of, well, for me, the podcast. So talking here is easy. Because I'm just talking to you and I'm talking to you. Piss.
Yeah.
The hard bit for me...
Is the red light.
No, I'm getting used to that. the hard bit for me is going to be listening to it. Because I know I hate the sound of my voice.
Everybody does.
Man. Hate the sound of my voice when I listen to it. I now will record the kids at sport functions or family things.
Yeah.
I won't talk. Because when I play it back and I'm recording...
You don't want to hear your own voice.
I hate my own voice.
Yeah, so that's funny.
I quite often will be dead quiet... in the whatever I'm recording. But I won't talk.
And look, see, Kerry said that the other day. He goes, he had an awesome time. I said, dude, the only thing I've got to say to you is that when you listen back to it, because everybody does, you're going to hate the sound of your own voice.
Mm.
I do as well, man. Like,
but you sound like you. There's no different.
Would you sound like you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I sound
can I be the weirdo of the group and say that I actually don't mind the sound of my voice?
Your dulcet baritone.
This is me. I'm on a podcast.
I don't mind the sound of my own voice.
Fuck, I'm awesome. But yeah, it's funny because that's one of my big inhibitions and has been for not coming onto the podcast.
Yeah, well, mate, it's done now. It's you're already
cherry's popped, mate.
It's popped. You're done. But and it's funny, like I still listen back to them. You know, I imagine there'll be a point where I don't listen back to them before I post them. I'm confident in them enough that I just post them. However, I do listen back once they're released, and it's hard to. And you know this as well, mate. It's hard to step back and be observant.
Yeah, as if you're...
Listening to it.
You're one of the listeners.
Yeah.
Tuning in and...
But I must admit, one of the couple that we've done, they've been easy to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every now and again, you do go, oh, I'm just listening to a cool podcast.
Yeah, and because we talk so much shit, when we do it, you tend to forget the topics that we've touched on and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, listen back and you go, oh shit, we actually spoke about that.
And it's amazing how just having a conversation, if you can forget that, even just a general conversation, like what did we talk about before? I mean, we've gone through a million different things.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And then we just chop, and it's the same here. That's what happens. You're just flicking from one topic to the next.
Yeah. Do you know what absolutely. I find? Do you know what I find fascinating about what we are trying to build here? Obviously, through my direction or whatever. I'm not even going to say it. What we're trying to build here is that what you guys don't know out there in the podcast-iverse is Benson and Dan only met an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, if that.
And you blokes, again.
Yeah, I got here at 10.
Yeah. So it's like, but you blokes have been bloody nattering like old hens the whole fucking time.
Yeah, man.
You know? So it's interesting. Same when you met Angus as well. It's like, we're all old souls, man. You know what I mean? It's we're all peas in a pod.
Yeah.
You know, or podcast as a part of the pun, vintage, right? That's a terrible joke.
We'll allow it.
Yeah, it's done now, mate. It's out to the universe. You can allow it or not. But how people and how we like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
You know, it is very much tribe, isn't it? You know what I mean? Creating a bit of a community. And I think the podcast has done that naturally, but has also, and I know it's evolved you, mate. I mean, how many conversations after you listen to the podcast, some of the ones with Frank and that, you ring me up and go, what about this, this and this? What about that? And we explore the ideas deeper.
Mm.
And through that exploration, your development accelerates.
Yeah.
It does.
And even if it's an opposing view, opposing views are good because it said you can then bounce something back at me and I'll go back and forward and we'll then have a discussion about it. My ideas aren't right because everyone's got their own opinion and vice versa, but it's a way of sort of expanding the potential and thought processes.
Well, I think that's what the best thing about podcasting is that now that we're into the conversation, we can explore ideas in a much deeper level. And they don't have to be right or wrong or indifferent or...
No, it's
my opinion.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Opinions are like arseholes, mate. Everyone's got one.
Mm.
You know, does that mean your mind's right and yours is wrong? No, it doesn't. However, I think what you and what we're all trying to do and what everybody else needs to do and one of the core things about that we preached on this podcast is be open to different ideas.
Yeah.
Don't go just hang your hat and go, nah, that's fucking it. Fuck you. No, you don't know. You know, I think being or trying to be enlightened or waking up and all these things that are going on, it's not about how much you know, it's about how much you understand you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
We all know nothing in the scheme of things.
Nothing, mate. A poof dance, man. You know what I mean? We could.
Bar me because I'm awesome.
Yeah, bar you because you're awesome. I'll ask you a question about that. Does that mantra, because it is one of your mantras.
Yeah, I've always said it.
Yeah.
And believe it.
Yeah. I saw a t-shirt the other day I was going to get you. It was 99% awesome, 1% legend or something like that. fuck. But that, having mantras like that, having rituals like that, that must affect your mindset.
Yeah, and I firmly believe, like I've gone to the Heal Expo, and I've done a heap of things, and and I honestly believe that the mindset creates who you are. I think I was telling you when I was at work there, I don't know, a year ago, and everything was negative. I was negative Nelly. Everything was bad. Everything was. Oh, and I'd go home and grumble to my missus every single night. And then I thought to myself one morning, you know what? It's me.
Yeah.
It's me. Yeah. So the next morning I woke up and I went, I'm going to have a good day today. I'm not going to let any of the crap from these other people affect me. I'm going to do my own thing. Mm. And I'm just going to head down, bum up, do my shit. And you know what? For a week, all of a sudden, end of the week, my missus goes, what's happened? Like, and she goes, you're a totally different person. Yeah. And I was happy. I was relating better with the kids. Everything. It's amazing the difference it made purely from a mindset. So that when I say I'm awesome and all that sort of stuff, I do it as a bit of a joke and I outwardly muck around about it. But it is about putting your head in that right frame of mind.
Yeah.
It's that, oh, if I sat there and went, oh, Jesus, I know nothing. Well, you know what? That's what I'm going to perpetuate in my mindset. Mm. I know nothing. I'm useless. I'm crap. And then once you have that negativity coming in, you then just, that's who you become. And you become like the Eeyore off bloody Winnie the Pooh. Yeah. And about that. It's about upbeat, smiling.
Well, what do we said? We've said that. Me and Dan have taught the same classes. We taught together for a few years. We say that in one of the modules. It's like when you pretend to be positive, you pretend to be welcoming, you pretend to have pride in your work. Just fucking fake it till you make it. Because what's gonna happen is you're gonna quickly realize when you start having these positive emotions, it serves you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you're going to want to do it more purely because that's what serves you, you know?
I think the trick is I listened to a podcast from, I think it was Jim Quick.
I was going to say, you didn't do a podcast.
No. I listened to a podcast. I think it was Jim Quick. It was about mind stuff and mental and all that sort of stuff. Awesome. I recommend anyone listening to it. But on that, he called
what's
it...
What's the name of the podcast?
I don't know. That's his name.
Jim, so that's Quick. Official. I don't know podcast by Jim Quick.
But he had a thing there.
Lucky there's Google.
You fucked it, your own research. But
get up off your ass.
Yeah, do something. But on one of them,
just fucking do it. Yeah,
JFDI. Yeah. One of the things there he said was they call it killing ants, and it's the automatic negative thoughts. Stopping the negative thoughts. Yes. So when you said fake it till you make it, that's true. I agree. You've got to project that air of confidence, especially if you're in an unknown situation.
Mm.
But at the same time, I can't be projecting confidence and thinking, fuck, I'm shit. I don't know this. Because it's not going to be portrayed. You've still got to just stop those negative thoughts. Yeah. Stop the negative thoughts. And the trick is to recognize when you're having them. And that's the first step of observation, self-awareness. Yeah. If you can pick up on that fact, and you then, and every time you pick up on it, go, oh, stop that.
Yeah.
I am awesome. I've got this. It's amazing how quickly everything changes.
But again, at the same time, I think that's an inherent problem in the male population, but I think actually particularly in the Aussie male population is the tall poppy syndrome as well.
No.
Right. Yeah. We are not trained, or we are not. We don't have an understanding that we are good. Praise is very rare in a workplace or anywhere. However, if you fuck something up, God help you.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you do something awesome, you know. Well, we've said that in KPIs to bring it back to teaching and stuff. It's like, whatever your KPI is, don't do the whole lot, because if you overstep it, all they're going to do is step your KPI up. You're not going to get any recognition for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's a mindset of Aussie men in general that needs to shift. Is that, and that's one of the things with what we started with back at the beginning with this, was instead of pulling people down when they try and step up, how about you fucking step up with them? You know, or the only time you're looking down on someone is when you're giving them a hand up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, your perception needs to change. We all need to change our perception on that. And you're right, mate. Becoming the observer of your own actions, it's very difficult. It's not easy to achieve, because invariably, what do you find out? You find out you're not fucking awesome. And you're a bit of a dickhead sometimes. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you observe, if you get to that observant state, immediately your ego is going to go, oh, fuck, what are you fucking?
That's amazing how many times you stop yourself.
Yeah.
But if you're not paying attention to it, you don't realise you're doing it, and then you're going down that Eeyore state. You're going down that negativity. Well, and you're then promoting, and it's an exponential curve. The more you think negativity, the more it balloons.
And I think the thing is too, those of us, and I know you boys are in the same boat, that have experienced the black dog, experienced depression, and you understand that, it never goes away. You know what I mean? And that negative tick, 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 tick,
mm-hmm.
It takes fucking discipline to try and...
I can still pinpoint when I know I'm sliding again, when I'm slipping off the rails, and I can feel the stuff coming back.
Yeah.
I've got coping mechanisms now to help me adjust. It's called beer. No. There's some other ones too. But
it's called copious amounts of alcohol. No.
I can recognise the fact now, most times, that I'm starting to slip. You know, and I can then just go down that process. Because I forget about being the observer at times.
You do.
And then all of a sudden I'll go, what's going on? Hold on. Why am I doing this? Exactly. And then I can flick a switch and I'm back on track again.
Yeah. I think one thing that me and Angus have been talking about as well.
Angus,
shut up.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah. I knew we could.
I do it to my kids, so. Yeah. Just like
is, my kids. The further you get along the path in a forward motion, when you fall, when you slip, you don't want to slip. You catch yourself quicker, don't you? I mean, I find I'm doing that as well. You catch yourself quicker because it's like, you know what? I've come too fucking far to be that dickhead again.
Mm.
There's too much at stake now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's too much at stake. There's too many things that I've learned. I don't want to be that person. And I'm not going to allow myself to be that person. It's just not going to fucking happen.
Yeah. Bearing in mind, that's an ego thing too. You got to be careful.
Ego is healthy as well, man. Like, yeah. Ego is not a dirty word, you know? Just to quote the song, but... It depends, because ego is what drives us forward, man. Ego is what, it depends on which side you're looking at, right? How you apply it, what energy you're putting towards it, because the things that make you want to be the best, the things that want to make you be better, there is definitely some form of ego involved in that.
Correct.
Okay.
But I am who I am.
Exactly.
Regardless of whether it's right by society's terms and whether it's not, you know what I mean?
I'm saying to you, right? It's where your direction is.
Mm-hmm. And so, just someone said this to me the other day, so I'm not going to steal it. But if we had water here and not beer, if there was water by a jug here and I put out three cups, and I just pour myself a drink, is that wrong? Because I'm thirsty.
Hmm.
But society says
you must pour all
three. I pour yours first. And then I pour mine last. Mm. Now, what if there's only enough water in there for two cups? And I pour yours and then pour yours and shit, I don't have any. But I'm the one who's thirsty. You guys aren't. Mm. I'm pouring it. So, yeah. But society says that I should do that. And
Is it society says that you should do that, or is that human nature that says that you should do that?
Don't know, but I'm teaching that to my kids. So it's an ethical and moral, and so it's something there in they do.
So do you then, well, I suppose my immediate thought was, you identify how much water's in the bottle.
Of course, and you split it three ways.
You split it three ways.
Yeah, yeah, of course, but...
Yeah. Or it's a common courtesy, do you guys want a drink? Do you mind if I finish this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's actually I was listening, Chris Ryan spent a long time in Spain, and the Western culture is you must say please and thank you and all that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And he went to Spain, and their culture is very different. Where he went, coming from Western culture, he's like, oh, can you please pass the pepper? Thank you very much for giving me that, for the simple gesture. And in Spain, they're like, they told me to stop. He's like, what the fuck are you saying please and thank you for every fucking thing? Just ask me for it. I'm your friend. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, you need it. Just ask me for it. I understand. You know what I mean? There's an unwritten...
Mm.
So as you say, is it culture? Is it understanding? Or is it ego? It could be many things, man.
Mm.
It could be many things and it could be nothing at the same time. It's... Yeah. I sort of talked myself into a corner there. Hang on a minute.
Speaking of corners. I'm going to grab a beer too.
Okay. Hang on. Who's this? Hey? Come in, mate. Come in.
Buongiorno.
Welcome, sir. Welcome. Probably
how are thou?
Probably welcome. Just move the stuff out of the way, mate.
What's been happening?
Mr. Angus.
Fill me in.
Well, we've been talking about ego not being a dirty word. We've been talking about...
Don't you believe what you've seen or you've heard? So, yeah, ego.
Ego. Well, the fact that it's more of a... What analogy did you use, mate?
What, the water one?
The water one, yeah.
Basically, when you're...
We're catching Angus up.
Just a quick little recap. Sorry, guys.
Should have been here when we said we were starting, eh?
Sorry, guys.
Basically, with society, when you have a jug of water in the middle and you've got four cups here, and I'm thirsty, so yep. I'm going to go and pour a cup. Mm-hmm. Now, if I pour myself a cup, you're going to think I'm an asshole. Maybe. Or is that my opinion? Or is that what I'm thinking you're thinking? Okay, who knows? Yeah. But normally, society's rules are, pour all three, then I pour my own. But I'm the one who's thirsty.
Right.
It's just the... That was the analogy.
Yeah. And the fact that, and I sort of brought around to, like, there's a European analogy where you don't have to say please and thank you all the fucking time because we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chris Ryan talked about it where he's like, he lived in Spain and he said, you know, because he's from America, he's like, oh, please, thank you, please, thank you. And they said, what the fuck do you keep saying please and thank you for?
Yes.
Because we're friends because already.
There's an inferred... politeness, I suppose, between friends.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's not necessary.
No, you need it. Just let me know that you need it. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that ego would the conversation start that this subject started with is ego good or bad? And I was sort of talking about intent, and because obviously ego isn't entirely bad. Ego is what drives us forward.
Mm, mm. Part of what drives us forward, definitely.
However, it's intent as well.
Mm.
Yeah. So, you know, it's...
The intent behind the ego is ultimately the thing that sets it apart, sets it into either the good or the bad category.
Yeah.
If it's completely self-serving and your self-servedness affects others in a negative way, hence the ego is bad.
That's right, yeah.
Although, if your ego... brings others along for the journey in a positive manner, how can you possibly say that there's anything negative with that?
Well, I was thinking about this the other day because obviously, the unsupervised, I do solo cast, and I thought that's actually, there's an ego there. It's my ego that's created this. However, like we said, I was talking to these boys before. You know, these boys met an hour and a half ago. They've been nattering like old hens as well.
Yeah.
Like everybody else that comes into the fold.
Yes.
So it's like between you and me, a year ago, we created this.
Mm.
We set the intention. And how far has it brung us? And our ego's definitely been involved, mate.
You know, most definitely.
However, like you say, the intent behind it is positive. So does it then...
Yeah, is... It doesn't manifest itself in a negative way.
No.
We're not competing with people and trying to put people down. It's what... If part of the intent we originally set was the whole reaching down and helping others up instead of the anti-tall poppy syndrome. Yeah, I believe that was the initial words from our mouth. If we go back,
you were fucking sitting at the door listening.
If we go back 34 episodes ago, we mentioned exactly that in one of those.
And
I
mentioned it 5 minutes before you rocked up.
Yeah. That's awesome.
There you go.
Yeah,
you know, it's still going around, and it's that like-mindedness. You know, like unlike molecular structure, it's like attracts like.
Yeah, that's right. And I suppose the blokes that are attracted to this endeavour are guys that want to be part of the anti-tall poppy syndrome. They want to improve themselves. They want to better themselves. They want to, whether it be physically, mentally, spiritually, you know what I mean?
I think the vacuum that we have in society at this point in time is the fact that men themselves are struggling with pressures that are put upon them for once.
Absolutely.
You know, for hundreds of years... We've done what we want.
Just keep going, boys. Give me a few minutes.
We've done whatever we wanted. We've We ruled over all that was ours, and then this ugly thing called equality started to pop its head up, and it started to put pressure on the negative things that men do, and it's seeping into part of the positive side of what makes males males. And I think it's just drawing the line as to defining ego, defining masculine traits, and being like, okay, I understand that there are certain parts that are negative, and I can understand that, but now I feel certain things you don't understand and you're overstepping the mark, and now we can start to draw a line. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm...
Yeah.
You get my gist?
Well, it's funny, I'm gonna cut back to you. You were mentioning about equality in society and the male versus female and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Now, someone said to me the other day, I'm quoting a lot of other people, actually. I should just say myself. But anyway, I was talking to someone the other day, and he goes, the male's role in society, in a family, we'll just go to the family base, is protector. So we talk about equality in the family. So if you hear a big bang outside,
yep.
Do I go to my missus? Fuck, you go check that shit out.
Yeah. Grab the torch, go and have a look.
Yeah, pig's ass you'd be heading out there.
No, that's right.
And I automatically just get up. It's one of those things. I've got two kids in the back of the house, missus in the bed. I get up and I go and investigate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Heart races when it's a pretty serious noise. You're thinking, Jesus, what the hell is that?
Or if it's a noise... I know what you're talking about. It's a noise that you may know of, like as in...
Sliding door.
Something that's...
Yeah,
it's like, it's common. It's a common noise, but it's common from the family using the house.
That shouldn't
be
happening at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. That's the worst one of all. The unknown, completely unknown, that's almost better, because it's like, I don't know what that is, I'm just going to have a look, it's all good, but it's like, fuck. That's the kick of the screen door.
That's only when you pop your head pop your head into the room and go, okay, make sure there's no dark figures walking. But
you can sit in the room and do a head count and go, well, fuck, everyone's here.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
But no, this person said to me, he said, if you're walking down an alley, so we're talking about equality, if you're walking down an alley and you see two knife-wielding people at the end of the alley, and I've got my wife and my two kids, first thought is, Jesus, I want to get out of here and run.
Yeah.
Because I really don't want to fight two knife-wielding dudes.
Mm-hmm.
However, I got two little kids and a missus.
Mm-hmm.
So my second thought jumps in and goes, you guys run, I'll protect you.
Mm.
I'll give you time.
Yes.
Get out of there, guys. I'll make sure you're safe.
Mm. You put yourself between the danger and them.
Same as when I'm walking down the street. I walk on the roadside, my kids walk on the grass side. Little things.
I think the meme that I've seen circulate social media with what's wrong with this picture, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but the female's walking on the curbside and the male isn't. I think that's a little bit overstated. We're all adults. And what am I going to do to stop a car? Like, the car's going through me and into her anyway.
Yeah.
It's like... With kids, completely understand it. They're unpredictable, and you have to be there as the protector of them doing something silly. At the end of the day, if a car veers off the road, it doesn't matter if you're curbside or not. Your life hangs in the balance of a split-second decision.
Yeah.
And that's getting out of the way. It's not supermanning that car and stopping it. So as far as that one's concerned, I've seen it a few times and I'm like, I actually think that's wrong. We're both adults. We're not going to do something silly and step out on the road. That's fine. Kids, on the other hand, completely different story. I 100% understand what you're saying.
Yeah, see, but even when it was just me and I traveling the world, I would always, because we're in random ass countries and some of these places where the cars are coming in the opposite direction, like, it's all different. And and I would automatically take that position.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not equality, maybe protectionism. Oh, there's probably another word, I don't know. But you know what I mean? Like, it's interesting.
I know the context that you're putting that into. Yeah, whether it's you're right or not, I don't know. But I understand with the protectionism side of things. Well, let's face it. As far as protection in a couple, unless she's an extraordinary female that doesn't fit into the general mold of a female, the male generally is going to be the protector of the two, generally. Because generally, the male is the bigger of the species. Generally, they're more muscular. You know, there is definite outliers on both sides of the sexes. Mm. But generally speaking,
yeah,
that's how it runs. Yeah, so the male takes the protective role in the relationship. 100%. No, I agree with you. And I think we've lost a little bit of that understanding of what I think it's. We want so quickly to move into this enlightened realm that we're forgetting that we are just advanced apes. We're forgetting our animal side.
Yeah.
And we're trying to completely disregard any base animal instincts
that we still have. As soon as you guys started talking about it, it made me think we're not that much different to animals. Like,
no.
They do the exact same thing.
The lion and the pride.
That's the first thing that popped in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Is, yeah, that the lion will do whatever it takes to protect that family.
Mm.
And, yeah, we're the exact same.
Exactly. You know, they will risk life and limb. Who does majority of the work in that society? Yes, the females do. Is it a physical job? Yes, because they kill with their mouths.
Mm.
You know, so it throws out your perception slightly because of how physical the females are in a lion pride. Yeah. But at the same time, the males are left with the dirty work. So when it comes to fighting jackals and stuff like that, it's the male. When it comes to fighting off other males, it comes to the male.
Yeah.
When it comes to punishing, let's say, other promiscuous females, and there's cubs that aren't his, the dirty work falls on him.
Mm.
And he takes those genetics out of his gene pool that he feels is rightfully his. So there's certain things that I don't feel translate well from lion prides into adults. I'm
fucking a wee bit there, but...
But at the same time, it's all across nature, there is extremes of everything.
Yeah.
You know, you want to talk extremes of our closest related ancestors or our cousins, you know, the chimpanzee. Those motherfuckers are extreme, you know? They, just the from ends of the spectrum of creating tools to hunt monkeys with, to creating tools to like pull termites out of mounds and stuff like that.
Haven't they observed just recently, like is that Jane Goodall or whatever it is, but the chimps have actually evolved. They've made like spears or bats to kill monkeys. They've taken the next
step. Yes.
And they've got a language too. I heard the other day they've got a language.
Oh, 100%.
A certain sound means a banana. A banana?
Banana.
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 It's a minion thing,
isn't it? Yeah. It probably is, you know what I mean? It probably is. My bloody daughter loves minions. I've just channeled my inner minion.
Banana.
A banana. Yeah, sound means banana. Sound means there's a panther. You know what I mean? There's all these... It's an actual language.
Yeah, 100%. No, they have a huge language, and there's studies going into chimpanzee like telekinesis and stuff like that also, because like us, there's communication been observed through body language, and it's amazing the connections. You know, like you can, as a human, you can pretty much read a chimp's body language. It's very similar to ours. Not hard to translate. They have very similar postures, hand gestures and stuff like that. Vocal language, their voice box will never be able to say human words, but across the world, now this isn't just chimps, there's I believe it's a female chimp in Japan who does mathematic equations, There's an orangutan in America who is self-aware and can communicate using American Sign Language, but like with a cognitive capacity of maybe a 3 to 5 year old human child, a lot of its communication is about getting him different types of food.
Yeah.
That's,
I'm hungry.
That's mostly what it's about. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Oh, do you want a banana or an apple? Banana and apple, please. Like, yeah, it's like, I have both. Yep, I have both.
So can I, I'm trying to pick up what I
missed. Yeah, where you left out of.
However, we are all animals, and in the primitive mindset from a male point of view, we are still the warrior. We are still the protector. My concern, I don't know if I'm picking up
what you're trying to pick down. Just quickly, you're right online, and what probably the only thing to just catch you up was I was saying we're so excited to advance beyond just the animal realm, you know, yes, to become enlightened, that I feel like we're trying to run before we can crawl, and we're trying to disregard the animal nature that is still left in these carcasses of bodies, the, you know, the genetic memory of thousands of years ago, when 10,000 years ago, when we had to rebuild civilization from survivors, and we hunter gathered and rebuilt.
I think we don't honor the process, mate. We don't honor the process. Right. We don't honor the journey.
Our eyes are fixed on the prize at the end, and we're not experiencing the journey on the way. And I feel like all of the stink that gets kicked up is those that are most in a hurry. They're like, we just want that. And it's like, just chill. We're getting there. You just, it's all about the meandering journey.
Fuck that, I want that shit now.
Yeah, that's right.
However, I mean,
I know what you're saying.
No. But I mean, so let's bring it, we started this conversation because obviously once this is done, everything's out.
HQ's down.
HQ's down, the refinery's going to be built. This podcast, I think, for all of us in its own way, has been its own journey. And we have to. We've honoured the journey of this. I think for me personally, I mean, we've spoken about this, and you know, and I mean, we've all spoken about the lessons learned and all that sort of stuff. That's the journey, man. You know what I mean? If I look around this room now, and I've got, you know, three awesome men in front of me, and a year ago where you all were, or Benson, a little bit less than that. However, from when I met you to where you guys are now, is definitely far and beyond. I think as a collective, as a collective group, we are growing together through the journey. Like you said at the start, Dan, there was no point in me tearing this studio down, blah blah, right? Putting up plasterboard, buying 10 Darren's worth of gear. There was no point to that, right? And even now we understand, because of the journey, we are going to upgrade the tech for sure. However, what can we do now to make it better?
That's right. Everything in its place, everything at the right time is really the mindset whenever we're trying to make decisions about moves we should make and directions we're going.
Mm.
I feel like, yeah, everything is always take a little bit of pace off it. And if you do that, what else is available to us that we can... It's almost like Jordan Peterson's, you know, cleaning your room before you try and fix the world.
Yeah, that's right.
You've got to be a master of your own realm before you think you can influence a larger realm. And it's like, well, yeah, there's been a lot of things. Like we were speaking the other day, just after you did the interview with Kerry, and you were saying, we were talking about... you interviewing sort of basically for the first time, really. I mean, you've pretty much been interviewing me this whole time. You just lead the way and I just give yes and no answers.
Well, yeah, I did.
But with all that practice slowly along the way, we did really, it was kind of the first official interview.
Yeah.
Especially because Kerry, you know, he's got his own journey with his company and everything. So, and from that talk who were like, no, I was really, really happy with the way in which that podcast turned out, you know. Mm. For someone who came in familiar with the podcast medium, but never having thought of being anything like a content provider.
Yeah.
And him providing an hour and a half of great content. Well, you and him together, mm. providing an hour and a half of great content, you know. Mm. Could we have done that 34 episodes ago?
No.
And that's part of what I'm getting at. It's like we crawled before we walked. We developed a process. Mm. I remember the first 10 episodes, us sitting there and listening back going, oh, wow, that's rough. And you could hear as we went along in those small incremental steps, two podcasts at a time, you can go, that was an improvement.
Mm.
Less ums, less ahs, less you know what it means, not as drunk. All that, yeah,
that always helps.
A little bit more professional.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it just it's like slowly we're reducing the grit on our sandpaper. Absolutely. With every episode, and we're getting a finer and finer quality.
And I think,
and well, then, can I just before you, because I know you're going to respond with something that's normal. I'm just going to reference back the Dinosaur Lords.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
The Lizard Overlord.
Yeah. Where that's the one.
Sometimes we get weird.
Sometimes shit gets weird, man. Well, the weirdness is here, mate. Benson's only podcast he's done is weirdness.
Oh, dude, live for the weird.
Well, boys, the chainsaw in the background has designated that this is probably going to come to an end because
I believe it's work time.
It's work time. We're going to get shit done, boys. Let's clock in. So.
Well, you finally got me to talk.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Thanks very much, man.
No, I was quite, because we spoke about getting you to talk, and I came in and you were just running the show. I was like, oh, fuck it, damn the old natural. You know? Oh, no, I won't do a podcast.
Well, like, he's got beer and now he won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, it's a great lubricator.
Yeah. So, guys, you know what I'm going to say to you.
No final thoughts, come on.
It's good. It's goodbye. I'll cut you off. I'll beat you to it. Goodbye to the HQ. It's been great. It
has been great.
And I feel like we finally reached that point where the HQ deserved an upgrade.
Yeah.
Because we have leveled up to where I feel the HQ deserved the upgrade.
Absolutely.
It's finally come to the fore where it's the thing that needs the polish.
Yeah, it does. So. And I believe too that the upgrade of the studio will continue pushing us along the journey, because we're going to come in here tomorrow or whatever and go, holy fuck.
It's another driver.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a motivator.
Yeah.
That's right.
Totally.
That's right.
All right, boys. Well, no, I won't make your final statement, Benson. It's all right. Thanks, fellas. Thank you, Dan. I know you had a good time. I know you'll be back. I really appreciate it, boys. I appreciate everything you guys have done, and I don't have words, so for once. So, thanks, man. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Triff.
No worries.
Thanks for actually bringing all of this together. Without you, you're the glue in this situation. So. Yeah.
I fucking love you, man. I love you. I haven't even had a beer. I fucking love you.
No, look, yeah.
Let's paint and grind again.
No, look, it's my honour to have you boys a part of this. And that's as simple as it is for me. Everything that happens every time you guys help me and step up, it makes me want to be better. You know, and I know you guys are trying to be better, and that's all we can ask each other. So, before we get too sappy, let's fucking finish this shit, eh?
Let's do this.
Thanks, guys. By the time this is posted, check Instagram, because the refinery will be born. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
See you, mate.
Guys. Talk soon. Thanks, guys. Would you feel it'll happen to me? To ride
what you got for the only information. Oh, spend it all in one while we're waiting, waiting on the world to change. Not the world.